Good morning, and welcome to the SQM Fiscal Year 2012 Earnings Conference Call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. Please note this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mark Phones, Vice President of Finance and Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to SQM's Fiscal Year 2012 Earnings Conference Call. For your information, this conference call will be recorded and is being webcast live. You may access the webcast later on at our website, www.fqm.com. Joining me today as speakers are Patricio Concepcion, our Chief Executive Officer, Patricio de Solmignac, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, and Ricardo Ramos, CFO. Before we begin, let me remind you that statements in this conference concerning the company's business outlook, future economic performances, anticipated profitability, revenues, expenses, or other financial items, anticipated cost synergies and product or service line growth, together with other statements that are not historical facts, are considered forward-looking statements, as that term is defined under the federal securities laws. Any forward-looking statements are estimates, reflecting the best judgment of SQM based on currently available information and involve a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those stated in such statements. Risks, uncertainties, and factors that could affect the accuracy of such forward-looking statements are identified in the public filing made with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And forward-looking statements should be considered in light of those factors. I now leave you with our CEO, Patricio Contese, for brief comments before we move to Q&A.
Good morning and welcome to SQM 12 Earnings Conference Call. I will start with a brief introduction before I open up the lines of questions. We are pleased with our performance throughout 2012. We posted the highest sales volume and revenues in our potassium, industrial chemicals, and the lithium and derivative business line when compared to 2011. In addition to these strong results, we finalized some major capital investment during 2012 and plan to keep this momentum during the next year. For 2013, we expect the lithium nitride demand to continue growing at a healthy rate. We also expect new supplies, mainly from existing competitors, which has been under development in recent years, to enter the market. Furthermore, as a result of our recent expansion, we will increase our sales volume in 2013 in potassium business line and expect to see market demand recover. We do see some new challenges related to the fertilizer side when the markets saw major contract close at the lower price than seen in the early months of 2012. We also believe that the project delay for solar thermal energy storage project will have an impact on our industrial chemical business line. In general, we believe our unique synergy, diverse products, and our various competitive advantages will support us in our effort to maximize shareholders' value and profits in the coming years. I thank you for joining today. We will now answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Patricio. Operator, we may go now to Q&A session.
Certainly. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. And our first question will come from Andy Cash of SunTrust Robinson Humphrey.
Hi, good morning, and thanks for taking my question. A question around lithium. Could you talk about any plans that you might have to expand your lithium carbonate or lithium hydroxide capacity, and when do you plan to do that, if you plan to do that?
Well, it's part of our CapEx to have an expansion to the lithium capacity. We are today at total capacity of 48,000, and we're looking forward to being in the range of 60,000 in the near future.
Okay, so near future, probably in the next 12 months?
Next year.
Next year being 2014?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just up at the lithium well, the conference up there in Canada, Toronto, Canada, the mining conference, and Lithium Americas is up there, and Canada Lithium also up there. You know, are you expecting either one of those companies to be successful making lithium carbonate, or do you think that you know, they'll be unsuccessful?
Making adjustments, you know, there are too many news in the world saying that they're going to come with new expansions or new facilities, and the last year the only one that really had appeared with a lot of problems is Galaxy. So for us, it's hard to comment because of what happened, the reality of the new project coming on stream. But anyhow, the demand on the other side in terms of lithium is very strong. It's over 2 digits. That means that there is space without creating big disturbance for newcomers if that happened to be.
Okay. Do you think that, who do you expect will add capacity this year and next year?
Excuse me?
Which companies do you think will add capacity, lithium capacity?
So I think besides SQM, what would happen with the Australian operation in Talison and that relation with China is something to be seen too. Of course, the Canadian company you talk about is our chances or possibility that we have in our mind. I think those are the ones that we can see coming on stream soon.
So just make sure I understand. You expect Talison and Galaxy to add capacity?
Galaxy, I'm not sure about that. I don't think so. I think Talison, because the acquisition with the Chinese company, that could develop some new potential possibility of producing more in China with the spodumene.
Okay, I understand. And then
that is something to be seen. I'm just speculating on that.
Okay.
The only one we've heard is the one you had mentioned in Canada. That could come on stream. The other ones are still beside ourselves. I don't see any other in a concrete way coming on stream in the near future.
Okay, so Canada Lithium is a possibility.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, FMC has been having some difficulties in their plant in Argentina. Do you think that, you know, that situation is corrected? Do you think they're producing now? Or is that...
Well, we're not quite aware. We know that they have problems. They closed up the operation of Polis. They have problems. They have announced that they have solved the problem. So if they have announced, it must be true.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
And our next question is from Fernando Ferreira of Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Patricia, I just had a question on iodine, if you can discuss a little bit how is the supply evolving recently. We've seen spot prices come to a closer level to contracts, and then you mentioned in the press release that you saw new supply come into the market and also new expansion in 2013. So just from a supply perspective, what should we expect in 2013 and 14, please?
Just thinking about price is normal that once things start to stabilize, the spot market should come near to what it is normal contract prices. And that really has going on. On the other hand, we have announced, and it's been publicly known by anyone, that Algorta, that belonged to ACF, has developed a new plant, and that is producing more this year than the last year, and clear that on the supply side will affect our supply, our sales and volumes. That is publicly known. We have said so, and Algorta also have announced since a long time ago their expansion plans and what they were doing in that operation.
Sure, and the strategy going forward will be like 2009 to try to, it's difficult to say, but to try to keep prices stable and take volumes as a result?
It's something we cannot discuss that loudly,
mm-hmm.
Because it's part of the strategy.
Sure, okay, thank you.
That not being that transparent, not because I don't want to be, but Kelly, I don't want to give tools to our competitors.
And the next question is from Craig Shaw of SLM.
Good morning. I had a couple questions on SPN. I was wondering if you think we have seen the worst of the impact from, I believe it's Haifa, getting back into the market last year. And the second question I had on SPN was, it looks like gross margins came down a bit in the fourth quarter, and I was just curious if you could explain why that was. Thank you.
Haifa is producing the most it could in 2012. They don't have extra capacity, so the more they can do this year what they did last year. And anyhow, we've heard that we have not put in any our decision. They're facing some problem with some load. But anyhow, in the worst case scenario, they can affect the market more than they did last year, because there is no extra capacity of potassium nitrate in any other place in the world but just in SQM. In terms of margins, we have to think that potassium nitrate is somewhat related with potassium chloride, not in the nitrate but in the chloride. So if chloride go down, we were having ratios in the pricing of potash inside the formula that were historically high, and they're still historically high, but anyhow, they had suffered an adjustment related to the potash chloride scenario in the world in terms of price. So that clearly affects margins. Also, in terms of, and this is generally speaking, not only for potash or potassium nitrate or whatever, in Chile we have very recent for prices cost being increased. One is the U.S. dollar value, and one is the very tight situation of employment, and more importantly in the mining. But really, as a general economy, unemployment in Chile is practically none. In terms of practical, say 6.2, but in a practical point of view, it's almost none. And that creates a big tension between supply and demand of labor force. And skillful people are even more scarce. So that has been affecting the general cost of the mining industry, and we are not an exception of that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one at this time. And our next question is from Juan Tavares of Citi.
Hi, good morning, everyone. First question is regarding your potash segment. Specifically, could you remind us how much new capacity was added in 2012 and how much still has to be executed for 2013? And maybe give us a sense of your overall utilization rates in this segment for this year and next year.
Well, in terms of production, we're in the range of 2 million metric tons. We are making investment to go to the 2.225 in the next year and a half from now. So that is the situation in terms of supply, in terms of production of our potash situation.
And do you see a normal ramp-up phase for this production, or are you expecting to utilize less of your installed capacity?
We this year is going to be more or less the same as last year in terms of production. We don't see that clearly. We are going to sell much more this year compared to last year, and we mitigate somehow the less return because of pricing. We are estimating in terms of volumes in potassium, MOP, SOP, in terms of 20% more volume, even though the production is the same. That is due to the quality of inventory we end up in 2012, but now we are improving and we are going to be able to sell this year.
Okay, great. And could you remind us how much are you forecasting for CapEx for this year, and how much would be towards expansions, and how much is maintenance CapEx?
I will let in the details because I'm the CFO, but we're in the range of $500 million investment for this year.
Yes, thank you, Patricia. We have an investment for this year close to $500 million, and during 2012 was close to $440 million. The most important project were under development today is the expansion of potash. As Patricio explained, we expect to increase our potash capacity close to 250,000 metric tons of capacity. The other main projects are related to the nitrates and iodine production, where we're finishing our expansion in the first region. We're finishing some key projects in quality and new capacity and new products in the nitrates area, projects that were started, I think, 1.5 years ago, and we're finishing now during 2013. those are the main projects that we have for the for this year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And the next question is a follow-up from Fernando Ferreira of Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Thanks for taking my question. I just had a follow-up on the potash side. These volumes that you mentioned, Patricio, how much do you think you expect to sell to the market this year in MOP? And then how much you expect to sell into Brazil as well, please?
Well, in terms of volume, we reached the volume of 2.2 almost in 2012. We're looking for 1.5 in that range for this year, about 300,000 metric tons more. We're estimating in Brazil a volume in the range of 700,000 metric tons.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And our next question comes from Mike Harrison of First Analysis.
Hi, good morning. Was just hoping to dig in a little bit deeper on the lithium pricing activity, seeing that second half pricing looks like it was down versus the first half. And I was wondering if that could be attributed a little bit to differences in price activity in battery grade lithium carbonate versus technical grade lithium carbonate. Did you see any differences in how those prices were tracking during the year?
Well, I must say that we have a different information than you in terms of price. Prices were in 2011 in the range of 4,500, and last year the pricing was in the range of 5,000. It could be maybe $10 less average one semester, one quarter to the other, but pricing has been more or less at the same level. And they increased more than 10% during 2012 and 11. And so the market of lithium is very, very strong in demand and is growing very, very fast. So we see we're quite optimistic in that business.
If I do the math, though, around your volumes and sales during the second half of 2012, compared to the first half of 2012, it does look like pricing came down during the course of the year. Is that not correct?
Let me for confusion that the different mix. You have lithium hydroxide or lithium carbonate or lithium chloride, and clearly those have different pricing. If you sell more volume than the other, maybe the average sounds less. But in terms of lithium carbonate equivalent, we have been selling in a very constantly priced during the year and a higher than 2011. The market also, we grow the volume last year in about 10%, so we're very, very strong in demand during 2012 compared to 2011. The market is growing over two digits in terms of demand.
All right, and as I think about the difference in pricing between battery-grade materials and technical-grade materials, are you seeing greater pricing strength right now in battery-grade materials and maybe a little bit weaker pricing in technical-grade?
No. No, we're seeing a strong position, as I told you before.
Okay. Thank you very much.
This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mark Phones for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you all very much for joining us today, and we hope to have you with us in the next conference call. Thank you. Goodbye.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.